PO request. $47,000.
Is it the same thing?
No. They're just close in price.
Okay. Switches.
We have one for swing. Burrow's going to talk to his vendor to see if he can get us four. And then the vendor would take back four and trade.
Okay.
We have one enough to get these for service.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Always going to start with one.
I got to figure out where I am.
Page four.
I'm on page four. Thanks. Testing. We're not doing much testing yet, are we? We're doing the Fusion IODD testing.
Not even yet.
So we didn't install. Okay, so the memory went fine though, right?
I'm so fine.
Memory went fine.
Our side went fine. They're having issues trying to get it.
So the box still isn't set up?
No, because this was part of the targeting. Don't do anything yet with the targeting boxes, just in case they need to go back.
But the memory's been installed.
Yeah, memory's installed. Okay. That one. So it's two separate.
I just created another one, yeah. Okay, so the rest of this is kind of on hold.
Where are you now? What line?
PIMSER Fusion IO DB2 testing. Line 288.
Yes.
Okay, the rest of it's on hold until they figure out what the hell they're doing, right?
Hey, Rich, what was the reason why we stopped on the hype boxes?
Because the targeting issue with the hyper-targeting segment stuff, so...
So, Jeffy, I've got you down for cost on all that stuff.
Yeah, let's go through that for a second.
Okay.
Estimating $100,000 on freight.
Okay.
That's going to be over time and stuff. Power circuits, $47,000. It's in PO request. Wiring, we're good for 9 cabinets at the moment. PDUs are all in PO request. Network gear, those are based on other... Like blades and stuff for fiber and stuff. Backbone, hopefully we have the tank. Travel, I think there's $150,000 for travel. So, swing gear, where are we at with NetApp for swing?
I have to follow up on the email. I tried to print it, but the printer was all. Let's fix your printer.
Huh?
My printer's screwing up. I gotta look at
it. You have to log out and log back in. Probably.
So,
okay. So, pretty much all of that stuff is in PO request, except for backbone, and then freight travel and swing gear are kind of that same.
Thank you. Page 5. VPN.
VPN was going to go on the Zen servers.
Okay.
So that should just be pushed into next month, next
sprint.
Right. Type 1306 for configure.
Okay, so we're still building jump boxes though, right?
Yes, every part of a...
You saw the typo.
I'm sorry, what?
Configure,
yes.
Configure.
Hey, look at that. You need to QA, Jeff? So I'll just move those.
Implementation plan.
Jira and Confluence. So, staging we still don't have because we don't have Zen set up yet. Documentation is at 30%.
Hey, I'm in a meeting. What's up?
I sat down with Sean. We kind of pulled apart the last.
Let me call you back out there. Come on.
Okay. All right. We tried to pull apart the last tasks so that we knew what was coming. He seems to think we're about a month from being able to deploy this. Based on the fact that we need to have a backup strategy in place, we need to get the certificates installed, the DNS needs to be done.
FIMAPS DNS, we're not going to do anything.
Not FIMAPS, sorry, I need to change that to FANOPS.
Question.
We need to determine, one of the things we're talking about was an internal and external page, so that if you hit FanOps externally, you know, jira.fanops.com, that it would have a contact administrator message. We just have a static page there. If you need access to the system, please contact.
That's pretty straightforward. We own the domain.
Right.
Yeah.
Clearly. So, so he needs to finish the documentation, backup strategy. We're waiting on Roger to verify Subversion. Actually, there's a problem. Local disk on that.
We work that.
Right. Okay.
That should have been resolved. This week with it wasn't.
Before performance, we haven't actually.
Yeah,
with the RAID 10?
Yeah. No, well, I think the issue is NFS. I don't think it's the blades themselves. So Sean was going to change that over to local freighter storage instead of going through NFS.
What the fuck are you doing with that SVN?
Hmm?
What are you doing like SVN? Code all this porn that he has?
No, it's just he's taking this file and reading it somehow and pushing it into SVN, and he's getting, like, I don't know, it's mediocre in terms of performance. But I don't know whether we have done SVN over NFS before. So there's a bunch of entries on, like, don't do SVN over NFS. So I think let's get it over. It should work. With the RAID 10. Yeah. Let's get it working. And then anybody else that needs to access that SVN repository like Bamboo and stuff might have them. But yeah.
Do you have SSL certificates for this yet?
For FanOps?
Uh-huh.
We have our. It's all going to be internal. And we have keys to GoDaddy stuff we have. Yeah.
Yes, it's all going to be internal. He also wants to do sanity check performance testing. $6 to fix.
Certificate would be a Samo's task.
To what?
Certificate stuff or just Samo?
Okay. You have
a Samo? Stop playing with your dog, too.
My dog's in trouble. She chewed up the pillow today.
Oh!
All right. So we're looking to launch probably mid-June.
So your pillow or your wife's?
One of the couch pillows.
Alright.
Wilmar's working on Confluence cleanup. Actually made a huge dent, meeting with him next Wednesday again. SSAPI.
Okay. This is, had a meeting last week. I started building these out in Ashburn. I have the spec for that.
Yeah.
Last week.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Network is complaining. I guess Mike pulled one of the cyclades with a change request out of the network. So it killed that. The port went down. That must be what it was, the cyclade. You'll need to know who requested a live switch be pulled without network engineering approval.
Do we still have anything to do with Dart?
Actually, we're gonna probably. Tommy, you see the last email?
The what?
If we were shutting down, I think we'll be able to officially shut down Dart Friday if we want to.
Actually, I didn't get that email.
Well, SC4 is, they're pulling all their stuff off their filers. Out of commission on Sunday night, and Dart was one of the things.
Oh, it's their Dart.
It's IGN. Oh, okay, got it.
Wait, IGN's getting rid of the Dart?
No. They're swapping filers at SC4.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize there were multiple Darts.
But IGN has their own apps, right?
Apparently. Have you met Scott
Nesma? What was the reason for that?
Did they do anything?
They never got away from their Dart and came to us.
Have you met Scott Nesma?
No. They have so many affiliates, and for them to really migrate to our instance would be
way too much work, and also they sell out. So there are no benefit to us as a another publisher.
They don't really need optimization.
Exactly. They actually stopped doing for a while doing performance because they didn't like the ads that were showing up on the site.
About the clarification on the addendum.
So self-serve API will be, I'll be getting tickets created for that.
Okay. And then we'll sit down and figure out what the breakout is.
Yeah, so it's going to be some.
Like I said, it's a change of, or the SO, what do you call
it? BDC? Yeah, yes. You want to?
Yeah, what is reconfigure 15 Hadoop what? Is that where that goes? That was one of Javier's tasks. I don't know what the hell it is.
Well, it's the stuff that we've been
testing.
Maybe it isn't. No, it's Sean.
Well,
sorry.
No, that was the BDC. That was going to be the Hadoop cluster for the BDC. And
oh,
yeah,
okay.
Well, yeah, okay. The support.
Sure.
Yeah. Got it. So it is in the right place, then?
Yes, it is.
Huh? For the data warehouse networking.
Hey, Jeremy?
Can we consider or think...
For the BDC Nginx nodes?
Because we're going to have to leave the 4948.
Hang on. We cannot have two conversations going on in front of the phone.
Are we happy with the ones that we have, the three that we have? Or do you want to reconfigure these or put them in some specific stack?
You're talking about the three web server nodes that we had for BDC testing?
Yeah.
They should probably go in a different VLAN. They're in a VLAN. That's okay. That should be all right.
Okay.
Unless we made any fundamental changes in the hardware configuration that's going to improve performance. But as I understand it, there's nothing we can do about the local drive.
Reconfiguring the Hadoop.
Yeah, there might be some smaller tasks there, but we should be.
Okay.
The reconfigure on the 15 Hadoop node, I don't know what to put there.
Okay.
I mean, we're in a little bit of a challenge there right now.
Oh, you said testing is at 90%. Is that what you're saying?
Testing is done.
Testing is
That's
done.
That's 100%.
Okay, what is it 90%?
Production BDC nodes, which is not on here.
Yeah, that was already at 100%. That was why.
Is that helping you turn your head like that? Look at it?
Yeah. Wrong glasses for reading.
Yeah, because that's actually on here. No, actually it isn't.
Yeah.
Anyway. Or it was already done 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, we might reconfigure that one. So
okay.
It's not worth managing.
Nobody believes here without me finding a ride to the movie.
You can come with
you're
me.
Driving.
Are you going back here?
How would anybody ride the BMW who wants to take me there? How's that?
I can come back here. I mean, I live right near there, and Pat's staying right
we're
near there.
We're almost done here.
So.
We'll okay. Talk about directions. She's saying take surface streets anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Are you coming back here?
I think so, yeah. I
have to come back here. Michael, you don't get up the time I do in the morning.
Thanks. So, yeah. We'll come back here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I'll
sure
ride with you.
Okay, not coming.
I know. Duh.
Alright.
Okay, BDC Hadoop production, setup monitoring. Big pipe multi.
We finished the monitoring, right, Jeremy?
Yeah.
That's 100%?
You're talking about monitoring on the switches, right?
I have BDC Hadoop production setup monitoring. That's what I've got. Tell me what that is.
That's going to be the monitor for BDC.
Yeah, well, if it's port level monitoring, I think that's fine, right?
Well, yeah, and it's tagged as Atom, so I'm assuming you're talking about SNMP monitoring on the switches, which has been set up.
Yeah, so that's 100%.
Okay.
You know, as part of our commissioning process, we should have monitoring go in, switch monitoring first, server monitoring.
We have all the ports, I think.
So
yeah, it's just a matter of mapping those to nodes.
In Ashburn?
I think he's got them everywhere right now.
The only thing he doesn't have is the MySpace cage. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Big pipe multicast.
That should be 100%, right?
The whole thing is 100%? Okay.
So
I wrote about the changes. Mickey just sent me an email like 10 minutes ago about he's saying he's seeing some new problems in J Group. I'm asking for some further details on that now.
Yeah, that's no real surprise there.
Yeah, I'm not surprised either.
We need to be careful what he's doing there, but yeah. All right, let's take this out there.
We haven't moved the 70 node research Hadoop, right?
No.
Okay. We're not moving the data warehouse yet. We have July 4th. The weekend of July 4th is when the data warehouse is being moved.
With barbecue.
The plan, build a mini-me data center.
We're not calling it mini-me.
We are calling it mini-me. It is mini-me. It is 10 servers. I have a happy little happy thingy if anyone wants to see it.
So... When we have a
it's
chance,
it's going to live at ELS1 initially.
And we should probably consolidate it into a single cabinet at some point, because otherwise it's spread out across four or five cabinet system type switches and cyclic.
It needs to be on the switches, right?
It doesn't need to be on the data warehouse production switches. No, they're already on local uplinks, local switches, then uplink to the core. So we should be okay as far as the data warehouse, and we'll take it with us.
So anyway, so it's going to be the ELS1 first, and then it'll eventually be moved here to our server room to be used for other backup stuff, hopefully.
I think we should call it Mini-DV.
Me. I did not name it. And actually, that brings us to another interesting question, which is... we've been trying desperately to get Javier to get involved in something other than the data warehouse, and now we're looking at moving the data warehouse, and I dare any of you to drag him away from it.
Well,
because so far he hasn't really done anything other
than the data warehouse. He has to do this part.
Right now in Mini-Me it's not configured.
It's
not set up in this way. They're just standalone.
Guys, really. Let's just get through this.
It's gonna be Harvey and Forrest is gonna be the backup. I already talked to Forrest and get those two working together.
Okay.
On the data warehouse pieces.
What does that mean about Forrest's other responsibilities?
Well, it's not gonna be 100% of his time.
Okay.
And the other piece, again from Harvey, is supposed to give me a list of what the task is gonna be, and we'll break out what his responsibilities gonna be.
Okay.
But the reality is, majority is he's gonna be focused on that piece.
Actually, it's a valid conversation about Mini-Me.
That's fine.
It needs to be completely reconfigured at some point from the network side and from the real estate side.
Okay. You should probably have that conversation with Javier, with Manish, with Pat.
Yeah. So Javier's role overall, and what I wanted to be is more the architect around this, and then getting forced to do the task piece. Yeah, so we have to. That's the part we got to start weaning him off of. But, and I think that's gonna be the right we're gonna have to take. Javier's piece should be going forward, and as we talk about who's on call next week and production support, we're gonna start building that into these plans. But any data warehouse down, Harvey is not on a call, he shouldn't be involved. So that's what we need to get to. So it's not just him doing the current support. This other part is a new project, using his knowledge, but production support for data warehouse should, unless he's on call, he should not be doing it. That's the part you got to fly away from. And I've already started having those conversations with him.
Okay.
But, you have to keep in mind that people need the proper training on the data warehouse in order to do that, so.
Yeah, from what I understand, when people run into stuff, with the data warehouse, Javier is usually the first one who gets called.
Yeah. Yeah, and it has to be, you know, he's documented a tremendous amount of stuff. So, but it should be, you know, maybe a couple of training sessions that we had just focused on data warehouse. Stop
everybody
building up.
Everybody should have a Sun support account at this point, too.
Yeah. All right. There's a couple of things. One thing we should have, you know, this MyAds blog thing.
Oh, reminds me. I'm sorry. Let me go back to this real quick. I got a document from Sun last week. I'm going to get us. It's how to open a case with Sun, what we're actually entitled to, how it all works with the escalation matrices, contact information for just about everybody who deals with our case. So I'll get that up on Confluence and send out an email about that tonight.
So the MyAds blogs thing, so Jeremy, think you can knock that out?
Yeah.
For Monday?
Yeah, definitely. I'll get that done tomorrow.
All right, what? MyAds/blog.
Osamu, if you could just send me the current VIP information.
Okay.
Yeah. All we need is 480, right?
Yeah. As far as I know.
Okay. Ashburn?
Yeah, Ashburn, yes.
Okay.
Addition 42.
There's another thing that we should put on this that actually should fit into the project plan for... either next week or probably the week after, the week of the 25th or first week of June, is to move FYI production into Ashburn.
When?
Either the last week of May or first week in June. I guess Bobby's already up for it, and Kristen.
Are we going to be infrastructure ready?
Well, that's the part that's kind of a
challenge.
So, Rich, these are going to be swing server based, or are we going to just ship the boxes we've got now?
Swing server based. So what we're going to do is he only needs 4 gigs for the front end servers, and we'll take a pair of the DL140s and put the Mari Havan mics, send 2 160 gig Fusion I/O cards. This is an opportunity to get it up, test it. Okay, we're ready to cut over, do the DNS change, and that should be it.
419. Oh yeah. What the hell are you doing with three
bar? Non swing.
Five. This is one of the smallest systems, and it's not a ton. It's like really one of the safest to do. Pat wants to at least start, hey, look, we got one server, one production system up there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of,
yep.
And then, exactly, and we could sort out the networking, those type of things. We kind of go through that duration.
Hey, guys, can I add like a little small project?
A small project?
Yeah. I know we got into talks about renaming our ops servers out in Ashburn.
Yep.
And we should definitely get this done before any production system goes live, because we don't want to be changing a lot of this stuff afterwards.
Yeah, my feeling is we should just get it done and deal with whatever issues are, because there's not going to be many, and whatever issues do arise will be easy to fix. So I really think we should just knock it out.
Because Glasser's already got majority of the steps documented now. We're probably talking about 30 boxes.
Yeah, I say go for it.
This is rename what?
Ops servers.
Okay.
So this way we can identify which are prod, stage, and dev from our, just from our boxes.
Right.
Yeah, right now the host names... we went with FOps. If we follow our naming scheme for other platforms, that would indicate a staging server. So we just want to change it to FOP.
And then D is Ev and P is production.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Got it.
D is down.
D is not down.
Actually, another thing we got to add to this project.
Yes.
Is operative reports. Anything that Steve does off his SQL database. So do Steve and Eureta's report in.
Migrate over there?
Yeah, well, we have to work out with Chris Stevens where this is going to go. Get off SQL or whatever it's going to be. It's right, right.
What are the plans right now for that whole access database thing?
Supposedly it's going to get decommissioned.
Access database?
You didn't know that? That's how we do our billing?
You're kidding me, right?
Shit you not.
Here's some comfort about project plan. The Hulu project plan was over 90 pages.
Oh, I'm not worried about the size of the project plan. The bigger it is,
Jeff,
the better I look.
Look at it?
Every day.
Bigger is always better.
It's very nice.
All right.
And on that note, can we go to the movie? I'm ready for a drink.
Ready for a drink?
Yeah, they have a bar.
Oh. There's a bar there?
There, yeah.
That's cool.
Intermix used to have parties at 19, at the bar at Bridge. Jeremy, are you coming to the movie?
Unfortunately, I'm going to go to bed instead. Sorry, guys.
What, so you can be responsible and show up tomorrow?
Well.
Yeah.
He's thinking about the team and setting the right precedence. I call him sick all week, but oh, I can make the movie.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, thank you so much, guys. I'll just hopefully make sense of this.
We'll sort of. We can.
It'll be fun.
We'll just look at it again for next week.
Yeah, I'll have all day tomorrow.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, have
bye.
A good night, everyone.
See you, babe. Bye. Better.
Night.
Has left the conference. A participant.